In March of 2020, the number of firearms sold in Wisconsin exploded. In just 1 month, sales were up 86%. The surge of interest in buying firearms created scenes like this.
There's lines outside of gun stores. I mean, we'd open up the store in the morning and you wouldn't even be able to get in.
That's Josh Raymond. He's the owner of the Northwoods Shooter Shop in Eagle River. But Raymond says the spike in sales didn't stop there.
It hasn't let up. Demand is still extremely high.
The data back him up. Since the beginning of 2020, the number of federal firearm background checks, which experts say is a good indication of firearm sales, has risen 30% nationwide. In Wisconsin, sales have increased 88%. The surge is the result of a combination of factors that came together last year to drive both longtime and first-time firearm owners to gun shops. Timothy Litton is an expert on the gun industry. To start, he says, the pandemic made people scared, but for different reasons. Some worried the government's power to restrict travel and mandate mask wearing was too big.
For some people, the response to anxiety about the growth of government power is to go out and exercise their Second Amendment right and purchase a personal firearm. And many of these people are people who've purchased firearms, repeatedly in the past and actually have fairly large collections. And a lot of those people went out and purchased additional firearms.
But others had the opposite concern. They were afraid that a lack of government response and the stress on first responders could lead to anarchy.
This was also, I think, fueled by a lot of the protests and urban unrest over the summer last year. And this general sense of insecurity, I think, encouraged a lot of people to go out and purchase firearms for self-defense. And many of these purchasers were first-time purchasers, people who had never owned a personal firearm before, but thought that now was a time that would be good to get one for self-defense.
All of this was compounded by economic uncertainty and a changing political landscape. Anna Lopez is one of the people that bought a gun during the pandemic. Two, actually. For her, the purchase was an issue of personal safety.
There's a lot of people who carry guns, and I thought I should understand the safety of a gun. Let's say I'm in a room with a gun, somebody's carrying it, something happens. I don't know anything about it.
She says when she bought her gun, a dozen other people were filling out applications to purchase a firearm at the same time. She had to wait days for her background check to be completed because the system was overloaded. It's another example of the popularity of firearms right now. But what does this mean for the future? Litton says it's hard to predict if the popularity will stick around.
An enormous amount of the sales in the firearms market are among people who already have identical products. They just want more of them. And that demand is often driven not so much by people's need for a fourth or fifth or sixth firearm that is essentially quite similar to the one that they already own, but as I said, this idea of wanting to use firearms acquisition or firearms purchases as a way to generally deal with, anxiety or views about what's going on in a larger political culture.
Litton also says there's not clear evidence that the increase in firearm sales will mean a future with more gun violence. But he warns that if first-time gun owners don't seek out training, there could be an uptick in accidental gun deaths. That's why Anna Lopez enrolled in a concealed carry class.
And when you're ready, squeeze the trigger.
She shot her gun for the first time at the class. It was completely booked. When she uses up her ammunition, she might have trouble finding more. That's because ammo sales are at record highs, too. For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.